And that music means friends, neighbors, robots of the future. Welcome to Bingo is Life. Yay! The podcast, live and in person from the city so nice they named it thrice, Harrisonburg, Virginia. Joined by the one and only fabulous Hattie Show brothers, Chris and Mike.
Hola.
You're too kind, Jay. Thank you.
The one and only Dan Easley.
Hey, man. What's happening?
All the way from the alternate universe, Virginia, the one and only Mum Shackles. She's been busy painting all day. We have some really special two guests in the silent Aaron and Dave chair.
And who are you, sir?
Oh, I am Jay Zare, the third best X-Menonite stand-up comedian in the room. Bingo looked a little sparsely attended, perhaps.
Well, no? it had its moments. I would say that
more chances to win.
There was a group of kids of high school kids who rolled in right towards the end of the last game, and they were all bowling. So it became the loudest last game I think we've ever had. It was fine. It was a loud one, but it was super fun.
It was small but robust.
Oh yeah, the people had fun.
We'll have to cut that one out too, right?
Oh my god. Okay, I'm just gonna go and see how many I can say that need to be edited out, just so that Mike never sleeps tonight.
What do we have to? What do we promote? Here,
we have to talk about May 4th.
May 4th be with you.
Yeah, so what's going on with the Day of the Arts there, Miss Brittany?
The Arts Council of the Valley and Court Square Theater and Court Square Theater's education program called Act One have teamed up to bring to you the Day of the Arts on May the 4th. Okay, I thought Mike was playing with his buttons, and I thought that, I'm sorry, you'll have to edit that out too. Mike was playing with his buttons, and I thought he was looking for a sound effect, so I slowed down, but he did not have one for that. We'll find something. Anyway, there's this wonderful free day of art all day, free, and it is going to conclude with a concert that is going to feature.
Can we use the word culminate? Yeah, conclude.
Yeah, you know, culminate was the word that I wanted to use,
yeah,
but I keep forgetting
it.
I've used it like this week, but I already forgot it.
The apex festivities.
There is a sweet. What's the magic dance show before us?
Okay,
what's it called?
It's called the Three Fairies of the Wind.
Are you kidding me? Three fairies.
Yeah. It is a production by Commedia dell'Arte. Production by Do Polance, and if I'm pronouncing that wrong, I apologize, and hopefully I'll learn to pronounce it properly, because I've invited her to be on the podcast in 2 weeks.
Sweet.
Yes. So she's a French teacher at JMU, and she also does some other cool stuff, like Commedia dell'Arte, and I'm not going to define that, because that's not what we're talking about tonight. We can talk about that when she comes on the show.
Yay! Well, that's awesome. But the Day of the Arts, May 4th, is going to be awesome. Lots of cool stuff all day long. Ending with me and my brother telling stories and singing songs.
It's going to be
great. How about that?
The whole band, really.
Yeah.
What? Do you mean there's more than just me and you in this band?
And it's 7:30, free at Court Square Theater. Now, on May the 4th, there are lots of things going on.
Oh, my God.
So, to tie that in, I might want to introduce our guest.
Boom, bring it.
Let's see it. So, also on May the 4th, there is a great event that is not in our town. So, if you don't live here, go there, maybe. I don't know. Or come here and then go there.
No, you can
but
do
it's
both.
Called
or go there and
Stanton
then
Jam.
Whoa.
Stanton Jam. And we have two lovely ladies from Stanton sometimes. We have...
That was a very colorful introduction. I like that.
They're colorful
Not
people.
Not even done yet.
These women are from the Hot Mamas.
Yeah. And
it's not the whole band. In fact, these two are not mamas.
Oh, they're not mamas from home.
But they're the
not
hot.
Technically.
Yeah.
People ask us that all the time. They're like, are you all mothers?
But we're like, no, it's kind of a weird question.
Yeah.
We are mamas in the mamacita sense.
Yeah. These are the two mamacita-ish-ist people at the table. We have Jess Young.
Hello.
And Maria Lesky.
Oh, God.
How do I pronounce your last
Lucky.
Name? Oh, God. Oh, God.
My name is Maria Lucky.
That's such a better name than
Maria
what I thought
Lucky?
It was.
Now do we clap?
Jake. Yay. I'm sorry.
That's okay, Brett.
I don't know what I did, but let's pretend it never happened. What did I do wrong? You do it.
All the way from the Queen City.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Maria Lecky. Tell us about the, and who are we missing from the Hot Mamas?
Tonight?
Who's not here?
Who is not present?
Who's the rest of the band?
Well, it's an interesting question because we're kind of a...
Coagulation.
We call ourselves a collective. And so we kind of have lots of people kind of like...
In and out,
kind of like coming in and like just like... bolstering when and where needed.
Yeah, so we start. The band started as a three-piece, and that was with Maria and Mallory McHendry, and who is the mother of the group.
And then former collective member Casey.
Yes, Casey. Then we have Jen Kidd. The band she is known for in Stanton is 23 Skidoo.
Right.
She's playing washboard for us right now.
Yeah, and then we have our friend N Dash. Or Nancy Gaston, who is kind of a bit of a jack of all trades in a lot of ways. Like many of the mamas, a jack of all trades.
Yeah, we all play a bunch of different things.
Yes.
Yeah.
That is one of the things that is most wonderful. There are so many most wonderful things about your group. But I love the eclectic collection of instruments. Oh. And the fact that you lost a washboard player... and needed to replace a washboard player. That's beautiful. I love it. And
right.
You do so much with these instruments that you have.
The way that we like to describe our band...
Now.
Mm-hmm. Well,
in this iteration.
Well, the way that I like to describe my band is like if you went to a junkyard...
Yes.
And you had a bathtub, and you filled the bathtub with everything you could find in the junkyard, and then you put it on some skateboards and rolled it down the street... and then the bathtub tipped over. And then a bunch of hot girls on roller skates like roll up.
And they pick up the trash and started playing it very professionally.
Yeah. Scarves and boas galore.
Yes.
Sounds like an episode of Andy Griffith.
That is beautiful.
So you know why it's not an episode of Andy Griffith?
What?
Because it's in color.
when we did the Tom Petty tribute, someone took a video of you guys, and I think it was my favorite video. I'm serious. I thought that your performance was by far one of my favorite. It was such an interesting take on the song.
What song did you
do? Don't do me like that.
It was just super fun. Your energy was great. Super fun. I think the camera was right at the right spot.
Yeah.
You know, and it picked up all your voices and sound.
So what instruments do you both play in the band?
I play the clarinet.
Mm-hmm. What fell out of the bathtub?
Yes. What fell out of the bathtub?
A hollow stick fell out of the bathtub, and it conveniently had a bunch of termite holes in it. And I picked it up. I ate some termites by accident.
Oh my gosh.
And the clarinet.
Wait, is this the Jungle Book?
So the clarinet stick.
Close, the Lion King.
It's a masterclass in metaphors.
And then the bowl on a stick, the banjo.
Yeah.
Various percussive instruments.
Nice. Right.
You play accordion, don't you?
I do.
I'm so impressed. That seems like a really hard instrument to play.
It is as difficult as any other, truly. Mm. Like, it just... I started as a wee lass on piano. And then my dad was in a Cajun punk rock band. My dad, Colin Lucky.
Isn't he still in a Cajun punk rock band?
Yeah, he is. And then they had an accordion player in that band. And then dad said, you play the accordion now.
Yes.
And I said, okay.
Okay.
It serves you well.
Yeah.
Plays the accordion as well.
I've tried at times.
Oh, you did. I've heard you play the accordion.
The left hand is weird because it's got that whole cycle of fifths thing with like, I don't know. It's neat.
Well, for anyone who's listening who has not heard you, how would you? And this is a terrible question, but how would you pigeonhole your style if you're going to describe what's your elevator pitch for what you play and what you sound like?
So you just go to a junkyard.
So you get in an elevator and you start ripping crap off the walls and
kicking people down. We don't have a drum kit, and we try to. Stay away from traditional instrument band instruments.
They don't even have a decided number of people in the band.
But they have great vocals. The wonderful vocal combination.
And it's fun because all of us sound extremely different.
It's very true.
And you all write songs. Everybody writes songs in the group?
Yes.
I know you write songs. And you write songs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then Jen Kidd writes songs. Nancy writes songs. Mallory writes songs.
You guys
everybody
have
writes
a
songs.
Hit. Mm-hmm. I looked you up on Spotify.
Oh.
You have a song that's like, I don't know, over 7,000 listeners.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that was
which one?
Really good.
I think it's Sad Songs.
Oh, it is. Are you serious?
Yeah, who sings that?
Mallory.
That's Mallory.
Okay.
She wrote
but
that.
But
that
is like, I listened to it today because I was like, they've got a hit.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's a lot of people to listen to get that many listens.
Do you know why? Any clue as to
how it's funny. It's a fun song.
Yeah. It's a wild song. And I think we just by chance wound up on like a playlist.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. And
I think it's mine. It's my like badass girl song.
That's how you make it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That is how you make
influencers.
It.
Influencers.
Yeah.
We actually, that song has transformed into a much faster, like punk version of
it's
itself.
About 2 minutes and 15 seconds.
A lot of our songs end up kind of transforming through their time.
Yeah, no. Like Jess does a song called Sparrows, and we recently did it.
We did a show at Miller's in Charlottesville. It was the Twin Peaks show, yeah.
Nice. And we did it like a funeral march. I'm sorry, Jay. What
was it, Twin Peaks? Tell me about that in a nutshell.
It was, they had like owls everywhere, and they had, it was like, it's just a general theme. People were dressed up like,
oh my God,
log ladies. And,
yes!
And Laura.
She's my favorite.
Palmer? Yeah, Laura Palmer, Agent Palmer. Dale Cooper, etc.
Was there pie? Was there pie?
Yes.
There was lots of pie.
They were serving pie and coffee.
Let us not forget, Sheriff Harry S. Truman.
Were people talking backwards in a red room?
Yes. Only
okay,
in the bathroom.
Dan Easley also has no idea what
I'm just thinking how much I enjoyed the Mary Tyler Moore show. I really don't know what's going on
here.
This
is like the Mary Tyler Moore show if you put it in a bathtub and then rolled it down a hill
on a skateboard.
Okay.
Do you all know, like, I'm going to be obsessed on this. Did you wind up on the playlist through any effort of your own, or somebody just picked you?
Yes, we submitted to a lot of playlists.
And, nice. And they put you on.
Yeah.
Because that's one thing everybody's always talking about. Like, you know, I can't get any hits on Spotify. And
yeah, no, you got to, like, do the heavy lifting and, like, mm-hmm. like, email people, and then they email mm-hmm. you back, and they're like, you're, you know, not for us. And, like,
just like booking a show.
Yeah. Wow. Just like booking a show, yeah.
So who does the booking in your band?
We all do a little booking. It started off, I think, mainly with Mallory.
Mallory's doing a lot of booking.
A ton of it, and she's still, like, the powerhouse booker of the group, I believe, because she's got a lot of ideas about, like, where we can play. Like, I feel like she pushes us to play bigger stuff.
And you all played Laurel Canyon, too, correct?
We did.
Laurel Canyon.
We covered Big Yellow Taxi.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
How far afield do you travel to play? What's the farthest place you've gone from the Queen City? Outwards.
We did a little road trip to Norfolk.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We played at what was that? The Big Pink.
The Big Pink.
The Big Pink. That was a really
that
great
show.
That
was so interesting.
Mm-hmm. We played with all of these men who like.
It was a weird show.
It was a great show. Yeah.
Like, but it was just interesting. I have an anecdote from the show that
share. Yeah,
we want to hear it.
But no, it's interesting because, like, on occasion, you know, people will ask us, like, how a bunch of women in a band? How do you guys get along?
Do you guys fight?
Oh, my God.
Do you fight all the time?
That's the question.
But that was a question we were asked at that show.
No, that's a specific question.
That a woman asked us.
A woman asked us at the show. And then Mallory was like, actually, yeah, just because we love and respect each other.
Nice.
Yeah, and that's like been her dream, or some of all of your dreams, is to be in a girl band.
Mm-hmm.
Punk girl band, just being awesome.
It's a hoot and a holler.
It's a lot more fun than
that's such a weird
alternative. No offense.
Yeah.
Good point.
None taken.
I can safely say that I'm going to say a year and a half, maybe even, like, all of a sudden, I kept... like seeing the Hot Mamas are here and they're there. You guys really hit it hard. And all of a sudden, I think I saw Mallory. She was like, all right, yeah, we got 1,000 people following us on our page. I've been playing music for 20 years and I have like 500.
They got a grant. And
yeah.
I mean, I'm sure that it was more than just that because you're powerful women.
And we all have like our little networks because all of us have been involved in the creative arts in one way or another, like for our entire lives. Mm-hmm. So like
at our Norfolk area show, like Mallory had been stationed there. She was in the Navy. Yeah. And so she had a whole bunch of like Navy friends and people we stayed with. And Casey, at the time, she's like a percussion major and she is from Norfolk, that area. So she had like the friend base there to like bring to the show. And then, yeah, the songwriting contest. Sorry, Maria just pushed me a little closer to the mic. I'm sorry.
We had Julia on the show. That was
Julia Catherine?
Yes.
She's love awesome. Julia.
Yeah.
What a star.
Yeah.
Julia Wonder. She's like a star. Yeah. I think she could be a star as big as the Hot Mamas. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think she won their songwriting contest.
She did win our songwriting contest.
Yeah, I think she could be bigger than us.
Oh, easy.
Easily.
And your live album recording project at Clementine, that's yes. where I first saw you. That was a big deal, right? Did that give you some traction?
Yeah. I mean, that was kind
for
of...
sure.
It was like within less than a year of us even being a band that we created that and made that environment. It was kind of cool that we're like a Stanton band, but we like... And coming to Harrisonburg to do that project... Because we were also, that was the arts,
mm-hmm. it was part of
the Arts
grant.
Council
yeah.
grant. That was like yeah. a part of that as well.
And it was wild. And it was cool. And we sold that show out.
We sold it out.
Yeah. That's all. I mean, that stuff like that is great. Mm-hmm. I love it. I love it when people use grants and they.
To make things.
They make the cool thing. And they
do what they promised to do with the grant money.
What is the goal? What is your, I mean, have you already reached the goal? Are you, like, where are you at as far as...
Where do you want to go?
Where do you want to go?
I want to do a tour in France.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or the West Coast.
Do you need a roadie? I have no idea how to do that, but I will learn.
None of our roadies know what to do, but it's cool. Yeah, join us.
Cool.
You have to tune the bathtub instruments.
Oh, okay. The water jug base does not have a case, so...
Just well, somebody to schlep it.
Yeah.
We've been, like, thinking and talking about for a long time, like what our next record is going to look like.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like a lot of our like we just recently recorded a song called Ford Escort. And
I felt like you were going to break into song. You were going to like make eye contact with me. We were just going to do the
whole thing.
We were
just going to do it. 1, 2, 3. Four guys in a Ford Escort.
I love that one.
But no, yes. And it's like, but like, it's a really silly song and it's really fun. But we have a lot of other songs that are a bit more like stick it to the man, you know?
They're a little more dramatic.
Mm-hmm. A little more dramatic, maybe a little more, I don't know, femtastic.
Yeah.
In their own ways.
Well, they're all from our perspectives as women.
It's true. Sure. Yeah, but it's like a large part of me wonders if we're not going to like lean into this idea of like just being like kind of punk rock and bad people,
mm-hmm.
but good people. Yeah. I'm trying not to say a certain word.
Yeah, we do have a certain selection of our songs that we choose to avoid at certain shows because we just assume that our audience will
you
not
don't
take to them very well.
You don't
want to
alienate the men folk.
Yeah,
they might have money.
Don't want to alienate the men, not the church.
Oh, the church. Yes, yes, yes. They don't. They're not going to give you any money.
When you say you recorded, where did you do it at? Or and tell us, was it a all live, or did you do multi-tracks this time? Or
So we are working with a local studio, Jake Policky, and he's got like a home studio. It's like a backyard, like building, kind of a shed, but he's like expanded it to have soundboards and like all the equipment that you need. It's a really cool little spot, and he's been doing it for about 25 years, maybe over that.
Was multi-track recording.
Yeah, multi-track. Last time we did live recording, this time we wanted to do multi-track.
Yeah, a little fancier. And my favorite part of, well, I can't give it away. I'm not going to say anything else.
Oh.
You have to wait until the song drops.
Will you tell me in the car?
Yeah.
Will you put a note in the notes of the song when it drops, this is what I was talking about?
Yes. Cool. Certainly.
Of all the venues you've played, what is your favorite?
Oh, wow.
You don't have a favorite?
Give him a second.
She said, I don't have a favorite.
Madison Square Garden.
I love like a brewery after 9 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I really enjoyed playing at Marino's when we used to do the brunch shows there. Even though we were like crushed in a little corner next to the bathrooms, it was still fun.
That was fun.
Are they open again now?
They are open again.
Yeah.
Yes.
They just opened, right?
Yes, and they're doing Tuesday night jams. Okay. So if you're interested.
But eventually, though, you guys will probably be able to play there again, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah, we're already working on it. It's in the works. Yeah.
I love Pale Fire, and I love Red Beard.
I love the big shows. Like I love doing Laurel Canyon and Tom Petty, and I really cannot wait for the next one.
Who do you think these fellas should do next?
Taylor Swift.
I 100% wanted to do that.
That would be wild.
I really did. I'm not even. That's not a joke. My daughter loves Taylor Swift.
She's a Swiftie.
Oh yeah, through and through.
Her catalog is enormous. Yeah. And like. She's kind of the biggest pop star in the world right now.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, no, like, zeitgeist. You can roll with it.
It would be a great draw for people.
Yeah.
But anyway, I love all of your choices of like, artists and cover show nights.
If you partnered with a brewery, you could call it the Beeras Tour. It would look better in print than to say out loud.
Because of the eras,
then put a B-E in front of it, so it'd be
Beeras Tour.
It would just look better in print than it would on the radio. I'm sorry, dear listener.
No,
it, epic fail.
No. You like? I wish the listeners could see my face right now.
I wish they could see the letters that I'm trying to say.
Well, tell us about Stanton Jams.
That is a
it's a big deal.
A music festival essentially organized by the Judy Chops and
I think technically
it, Molly
is it Queen City Music Studios?
Queen City Music
I
Studios.
I believe, but like Judy Chops mostly run it. Molly and Bill and
take it away, Jess.
Well, that's all I was gonna say.
Maria keeps making these gestures at Jess, indicating to get closer to the microphone or just say something. And it's a scooping motion. And I'm like, what is happening?
Sometimes she just scoops me up like that.
Yeah,
I can't do it now because we're sitting down.
It's hilarious. What,
are you guys playing Friday, Saturday, or Sunday?
Saturday. Right?
What?
Stanton Jams Saturday.
Oh, Saturday, yeah.
Saturday, 12 to 1.
Yep.
That's the tentative. It was like once 12:30 to 1:30, but now I think it's...
What's the venue? Which one are you guys at?
Queen City Music Studios.
Nice.
Queen City Music Studios.
So you got to go up a lot of stairs to hear us.
Is this
just hang out outside and...
Oh, yeah, the windows.
You guys can pull in a Vita.
That's where they have the... Do they have the bands outside in tents and things like that sometimes?
That...
You came last year, Jay.
I did.
Yeah, right. We were there. We saw you there.
And I saw, there were some really good bands down there.
Fantastic.
Naturally.
What's the kid, the one with the number? 16 pounds?
14 pounds.
14 pounds. 14 pounds. I was so close.
We are big 14 pound stands.
Yeah. They're still together? Because I thought they were really impressive.
They're so together. But they're, I mean, Josh and Joe and Dave and Devin, right, is the drummer?
Yes.
But they're all super talented musicians.
Absolutely amazing.
Joe's got such a killer voice. And
Josh just shreds guitar.
He does shred. Mm-hmm.
And so does Dave.
And also Dave's an ornithologist, which I think is cool.
And they're hard to
catch. I learn something new about Dave every week.
I know.
It's a study of birds, right?
Yes.
Jay was a bit of a armchair ornithologist last summer. Is that still happening? Are you still on the birds, Jay?
That's more of a spiritual thing.
It's more of a spirit. Yeah.
Okay, so not
like
an armchair.
Eating peyote and looking at birds.
Divination by observing birds. I was obsessed with the Greek ancient world. It's a long story.
Before we go down that
you have to tear them.
You can tell me more about that later.
Tear them apart and put them in a teacup or something.
More flight patterns.
So, do you, besides Stanton Jams, do you all have any other shows that you'd like to mention, talk about, say?
Yeah. We're Maria and I are playing a little duo show next Tuesday at the Bistro, Byer Street Bistro in Stanton.
Not to be confused with the Queen City Bistro.
What?
There's two bistros in Stanton.
Wow. Right?
How dare they?
Wow. Stanton is evolving.
So, but yeah, it's going to be really fun. We actually practiced tonight. We put together a set list.
3-hour set list.
Whoa.
3 hours.
Yeah. Three hours. Setlist.
How many songs do you guys play in 3 hours?
Like 11 or 12 songs a set.
So approximately 35 to 36.
Nice.
Yeah.
That is work, people. If you've never learned 35 songs.
If they're truly punk songs, you have to do like 138.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, true. Judy is a
brat. We'll be doing some folks, some punk originals. Yeah.
Well, I tell you, I have nothing but wonderful things to think and say about you guys. You guys are awesome. Yep. So thankful you come up to do our little cover shows. Yep. And thanks for being on the podcast today.
It was a sad little chiming from the clock in the hole. Yeah. And the dulcet tones of that wonderful wonderful song. We want to thank...
Send off with
oh, yeah.
Okay.
Can we send you off with a little jingle?
Yeah.
Do it.
No, please do.
You lead it.
All my money went to...
Where are we?
Rubies.
Rubies.
All of my money went to rubies. All of my money went to rubies. Drinking the night away.
Yeah. Thanks so much, Jess Young, Jessica Young, and Maria Leckie. I got it right.
Thank you, Jay. Thank you, everyone. Thanks for having us.
And this is Bingo is Life, the podcast. Whenever you want to listen to it on the internet, come join us for Bingo is Life live and, well, join the Howdy Show Brothers. I won't be here. Live in person, 7:30 to 8:30, the best bingo in town, live from our sponsors at Ruby's Arcade.
Thank you, Ruby's.
Thank you, Ruby's. We'll see you next week, kids.
Bingo is Life, a post-bingo Harrisonburg podcast, is brought to you by the Brothers Howdy Show and our friends at Ruby's Arcade in downtown Harrisonburg, Virginia. If you've enjoyed the show and feel it's worth spreading a little joy in this world, please tell just one person that you like this podcast. Word of mouth, more than any other form of promotion, is how creative works get noticed and sustain themselves. Thank you, Andrew Hickey, for that bit of wisdom, and thank you, listeners, for being part of the fun.